radio and saw Gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling,
not
every
to get
night,
all philosophical
from
on you.
La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The storm system and associated cold front that brought the first snowstorms of the season out west through Montana and Colorado has finally pushed through to the East Coast, bringing the first taste of autumn nationwide, including the South, with temperatures running 5 to 15 degrees below normal all the way to deep in the heart of Texas. Much of the country will be dry except for the Pacific Northwest, the high country of the Sierra Nevada and Washington's Cascade Mountains. The system will track east, bringing much-needed rains to the northern tier of states and showers to New England by Friday. Look for rain totals of about an inch in San Francisco and Sacramento this week and a half an inch in Boise, Idaho. Otherwise, beautiful fall days this week. We'll look ahead to an early peak of the winter forecast and my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
Not to get all philosophical on you, but if it doesn't belong to anybody, can a feral chicken really be stolen? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
James Parker, a brilliant guest star on Sterling on Sunday last week. Well, this week was the beginning of the adult season, the time when grown-ups do grown-up things. And I was dragged into a PTA meeting, a school board meeting, where I got to listen to all of the serious adults talk about serious adult things. Now, I figured, just from listening to the radio, that every school board meeting would be involved with CRT, which I thought was an oil additive or some sort of lubricant or some sort of adult lubricant. But CRT, critical race theory, I'm like, what? What? I never heard my kid talk about it. I never heard a teacher talk about it. It seems to only exist in the suburbs of Atlanta. Schools in the suburbs of Atlanta are very obsessed with critical race theory and whether or not it's taught and how to stop it and is it evil. I mean, it's really quite a production, but not in my neighborhood. No, that's not what we talked about. What came up at the Board of Ed meeting was this: refusal to get vaccines on the part of the teachers and lunch. I would say most of the meeting consisted of issues about lunch. Now, I didn't think that my kids taking lunch to school was ever going to be a big deal. When you and I were kids, how was it handled? How was lunch handled when you and I were kids? Your mother put lunch in a bag and sent you off to school. Maybe you bought chocolate milk or milk at school. Or you were one of those school systems where you just bought lunch at school. That was it. I was in one of those school systems where you just bought lunch at school. We didn't have lunch at school until seventh grade, till junior high. Before that, you ready? We went home for lunch. Mom was there and she made lunch. That's how it was before I went to junior high. It was called junior high. Well, it's a whole different production. My kid takes lunch to school when she wants to. I'll say to her, should we have school lunch or daddy lunch? Because daddy makes lunch. Why does daddy make lunch? Because my wife does. Ready? Nothing. She does nothing. I make the lunch, and then on some days she wants the school lunch. Okay. And that went well for a while until I made the mistake of going to school one day at lunchtime. And I walked around the cafeteria and I saw what other kids had for lunch compared to what my kid had for lunch. Now, what did my kid have for lunch? A Nutella sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly or a bologna sandwich. Those were her three food groups: peanut butter and jelly, Nutella, peanut butter and jelly, bologna. Those were the kids' food groups. And I put in a Capri Sun and fruit, you know, because I cared about her health. I put in fruit. I go to school, and I made the terrible mistake of looking at other kids' lunchboxes, which were not, you know, the Frozen logo lunchbox. They had these other lunchboxes. I didn't even know where you got them. In designer colors with elaborate locks and curious compartments for the ice to keep the lunch cold. And sushi. They had sushi. Vegetarian sushi for the kid. Beautifully packed, perfectly arranged, nothing out of place. It was, oh my God. I felt so inadequate as a parent after that I spent, you know, pretty much most of the next evening preparing for the kid's lunch. Have you ever had these inferiority complexes as a result of the lunch boxes? Have you ever had that? Because I just thought you threw it in a box, preferably with the Frozen logo on it, preferably with chocolate milk, because she always prefers the chocolate milk, and away you go. That's my primary issue. Now, I have never been able to figure out how to fund her lunch account. There's some very elaborate system to fund her lunch account using the student ID and information from the school and the password and the user ID. Oh, my gosh. So, therefore, I've never been able to fund her lunch account. I'd much rather put money in there, get it at school. Instead, I give her the money, and then that's very troublesome because they don't like the kids to walk around with money in school. I don't know what kind of trouble there is at school that no one's made me aware of. But in general, it's a pretty sketchy business.
Hey, I'm a funny man.
Him? He's not a funny man. And he's my dad.
All right, coming up, you and I are going to talk about the horror of Halloween. It's never really discussed. There are horrors about Halloween that are not discussed. And I'm not talking about ghost stories, haunted houses, any of that. No, there are far worse things for you and me to have to deal with, and we'll discuss them coming up in seconds. Plus, I want to talk about the amazing William Shatner event this week. It was truly an astonishing event, and I'm glad that I was alive for this. And what else? Oh, and let's talk about the 80s and the Odeon and life in the 80s in Lower Manhattan, which was remarkable. My name's Walter M. Sterling. You and I can talk at any time. I have a phone number because I am live. Every other show on the radio at this time is not live. The Gold Show, the Bitcoin Show, William Devane Show, they're all not live. This show is live, and therefore you and I get to talk, and we should talk. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This entire show is devoted to Mike Doucette, the most brilliant marketer I have ever met. This is Sterling All Night. This is the time of year when you go to bridal showers, baby showers, graduations. This is that time of year. You want to bring a gift that you know that they could use and probably don't have. And the answer is MyPillow. That's the brand name, MyPillow. It's made by, ready? You ready for the cleverness? It's made by MyPillow. You find them at MyPillow.com. The MyPillow pillow is made in the USA. When you put your head on it, it keeps its shape. It keeps you cool all night. It doesn't get hot. And it's washable. It's a great gift. Go to MyPillow.com. Click the center square. Then you put in my name, Walter. Normally, these pillows are $69.99. When the MyPillow people came to us and said, we'd like to advertise on the Sterling Show, I said, sure, fine, but we're not doing it for $69.99. You're going to have to come up with a special offer just for my listener. And they did. You put in my name, Walter, and it drops from $69.99 to $29.99. $29.99. $29.99 for a MyPillow pillow. This is a premium product made in the United States of America. It's a unique patented pillow. It'll keep you cool all night. It washes. And it looks great. Go to MyPillow.com. Click the center square. Put in my name, Walter, and you will watch the price drop instantly. You don't have to put in a promo code later. You don't have to get a cash back or a coupon. No, no. Just put in my name, Walter, and you will see the price drop long before you get to checkout. Isn't that amazing? Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Enter the name Walter for your special price for listening to Sterling on Sunday.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
It's rare that I get to tell you about something that's absolutely free, free. No strings attached. Now listen to me. Do you know that the federal government set up a program to pay your cell phone bill and your internet bill? If you qualify, 5 million people have already qualified for this. If you're underemployed, which is a nice way of saying unemployed, or if you're not being paid enough for what you do, you may qualify. If you're getting some form of government assistance, like food stamps, you qualify. It's not available yet in every state, but in about 75% of our country. Our federal government came up with a fancy name for this. The name is the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. Broadband is high-speed internet, but you know that. This bill pays for your cell phone bill and your high-speed internet for 2 years, not a month, for 2 years. Go online, answer 3 questions, and you'll know right away if you qualify. You keep the same cell phone, you keep the same phone number, you stay with your cell phone company. And here's how you get on board. Go online to a website set up just for this, waltercares.com. The website is waltercares.com. That's waltercares.com.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. What happens when you have an aquarium crash? Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
An aquarium crash, which brings up one of my favorite subjects. I lived in a very fancy apartment building when I was an executive. I no longer live in fancy apartment buildings because I'm on the air. The minute you're on the air, all of your money disappears instantly. Well, I thought the people on the air made a ton of money. No, we make no money. And or worse, they'll say, well, you know, we can do a revenue share. Really? Like I can share $1 with you? Hey, thanks. That's about the deal. Where's my link? I don't see my link. Anyway, I'm waiting for a link so that I can see the phone calls that come in and I can start for you and I to talk. And my number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And you and I can talk live because this is a live radio show. But get this story. It's one of my favorite stories. Sit back and enjoy the story. It's my only fish story. I lived in a fancy apartment building in New York City for a couple of years. Not too many years, but enough years to know that that was a unique experience and it would never happen again. It was really quite something. All right, get this. You won't believe this. I had a woman below me, live below me, and I never heard from her. We never talked. We weren't friends. She had a son who was challenged and kind. They were both very kind. I felt no animosity toward them. One day I get in the elevator and she gets in the elevator. And I say to her, how are you doing? How do you feel? And she looked at me and she said, well, nothing's come down on us today. I said, what? She said, you know, no water has come from your apartment today. I mean, what are you talking about? Water. What water is coming into your apartment from me? Well, you know, they said the insurance would cover it, but I bet you don't have insurance. I said, I do have insurance. Let me see what you're talking about. I go to her apartment, a magnificent apartment on Gramercy Park in New York City. I go to her son's bedroom. I look up and, oh my gosh, the entire ceiling had corroded and eroded and had vanished. All the plaster had come down. Everything between me and her had come down. And it was a 3-foot ceiling. The floor was 3 feet from her ceiling. That was the distance. All of the insulation, all of the pipe insulation, everything had fallen down into the kid's bedroom. And I knew none of it. I didn't know this was going on. Well, it turns out, there was a leak in the shower. And every time I turned on the shower, water went into her son's bedroom below me, and I felt terrible. And so I understood why she said, well, nothing's come down on us today. I said, why didn't you tell me? I didn't know about this. She had built up this water resentment for months. She assumed I knew. But as is often the case between neighbors, I didn't know. You've had situations with your neighbors where they didn't know, you didn't know. It happens. But this was not my goal. This was not my intention. And I made sure that insurance people and repair people in the building paid attention to this and dealt with this. And this was an old woman. Okay. The leak inside the shower, the pipe inside the shower, in the wall of the shower, had been leaking on her. Okay, story over. Not quite. Well, I was crazy then, and I decided one day that what I needed to do in my apartment in Manhattan was have a swimming party, a beach party, in my apartment in Manhattan. And I bought a toy pool, the kind that you would have in the backyard, but a pretty big one, a good 2 feet deep. And I filled it with water next to the window. And I paid for a block of ice to be brought up. You know, you can still buy blocks of ice, like from an ice house, to be delivered to your home. And that's what I did. I went, I'll buy a block of ice. I had it put into the pool in my living room and then filled it with beer. My cooler was this toy swimming pool that was pretty big in my living room. Put in a block of ice, invited people over, and we had a pool party. I played Beach Boys music, ordered up beach food, corn on the cob, hot dogs, hamburgers, ribs. That's what we had. It was great. Everybody had a good time. How clever Walter is to have a pool party in his Manhattan apartment. Very clever. Then I had to empty the pool. When everybody left, I had to, get rid of all this water. This was a lot of water. How did I do that? I waited until it rained. It took a couple days, but one day it rained. And my plan, I had a plan, was to take a garden hose. I had to buy a garden hose because I was in a Manhattan apartment. We don't have gardens. I put the garden hose in the pool, one end of the pool, and then sucked the other end and siphoned the water out and let it go out the window. That's what I did. I let the swimming pool water go out the window. Nobody would notice because it was raining, and I was 8 stories high. I was pretty high. I was 8 stories up, and nobody would see it with the water from the rain. And a perfect plan. It was an L-shaped apartment, and I could go to the other side of the L and look at the hose and see where the water was going and how it looked. These were giant 8-foot windows that opened at the top and the bottom. And when I put that hose out my window, it turns out that the hose had a curve, a natural curve in the hose. You know how they are. They come to you in a circle. You undo them. They still have the natural curve. And when I put that out the window, that hose went directly into the upper window of the woman who lived below me. And the water siphoned into her dining room. Directly siphoned into her dining room. And I went, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Oh my gosh, I'm going to die. I figured the next knock on my door would be the police or the superintendent of the building or something that would not work out well. Blessedly, she wasn't home. All that was going to happen is she'd come home and think that the rain got into her dining room. But man, it was a lot of rain. All right, so I dodged that one. She didn't knock on my door, didn't hear from anybody, nothing happened. Then, a couple weeks later, or a couple days later, I had an aquarium in the hallway of my apartment. I had a big aquarium, a 30-gallon tank. And I came home, and I noticed that the aquarium was empty. The aquarium in the hallway of my apartment was suddenly empty. I had been out for a couple hours. The pump had failed, and the water siphoned out of the aquarium. 30 gallons of water siphoned out of the aquarium onto the wall-to-wall carpeting, onto a very porous panel floor, a very porous floor. And 30 gallons of water rushed into the apartment below me. Now I have leaked from the shower into this poor woman's apartment. I've stuck a hose into her dining room so that I could drain my folly into her home. And now I've drained a 30-gallon aquarium into her home. And that's what happens when you put nature where it just doesn't belong. All right. Sterling all night. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome to the most fun show in American radio. This isn't how they're supposed to go. We're supposed to scream at the Democrats all the time. Why aren't you screaming at the Democrats? My God, you have one job to do, to scream at the Democrats. Why aren't you doing that? You don't fit in. You don't fit in. If you don't fit in, we can't continue with this. Screw you. People are supposed to have a good time when they listen to the radio. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. WALT. We do a very different kind of show. What I want to mention to you is that you're a midnight misfit. I know you don't belong at work. I know your friends aren't normal. Did you hear the editing on that clip? I can't believe they did that. Your friends aren't normal, and you get to be part of a club. It's called the Midnight Misfit Club. Midnight Misfit Club. And it means you get a membership card. This is something you've always wanted. You've wanted to belong to something your whole life, and now you finally can. Go to Walter Sterling Show. That's the website, Walter Sterling Show, and click on Midnight Misfits, and you will see what it takes to get the membership card, what your responsibilities are as a misfit, because you don't fit in, and all the special privileges of being a midnight misfit. There's nothing better, really. Plus, you will get the secret decoder card, which enables you to decode secret messages that only can be found there. I'm Walter M. Sterling. How much time we got there, Bill? Yeah, okay, goodbye.
Let's go, 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 go with your boss,
go. Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling all night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. It appears that we have La Nina setting up for the late fall and winter months ahead. Now, forecasters that study this sort of thing are seeing cooler than average ocean temperatures in the eastern Pacific Ocean near the equator, which usually leads to wetter conditions in the Pacific Northwest, cooler up in the northern tier of states, and drier and warmer down south, and then near average temperatures across the plain states into the middle Atlantic states and New England. Now, there are lots of other variables like the polar vortex affecting jet streams, and so take all of this with a grain of salt and enjoy this week the good taste of fall. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. Oh, thank you. For our first Florida Story, we're going to Fort Lauderdale. The headline's kind of misleading. It sounds like someone's stealing roosters, but there's a little more to it than that. Local 10 has the report.
There they go. Lynn Morgan loves her neighborhood roosters.
Come on.
She loves them so much, she has names for them.
First one that he took, I called Arnie.
It's why she and her neighbors got worried when some started to suddenly vanish.
All right, hang on. Let me go ahead and stop and interrupt here. This flock of chickens, as they're described when you look at the video, yeah, there's a few chickens in there, but there's also like pheasants and a whole bunch of pigeons in there, a few other birds that I don't recognize and I'm too lazy to look up. But the story never says who they belong to throughout this whole thing. So I guess if enough of you and your neighbors start throwing bird feed out in your yard, you're going to develop like this flock of a wide array of deadbeat birds that go from yard to yard. Look, some of them are chickens, but it's just kind of this mutant group of all kinds of birds. Really weird. But the point is, some of those are obviously wild birds. So if these are feral chickens and they don't belong to anybody, can they even be stolen? Anyway, we continue.
This is cell phone video recently recorded of a man they believe is the culprit.
They always have a bait rooster with them. They let them fight for a little bit until they tire out, and then they just go over, pick them both up, and take them away.
What are you trying to do with them?
Morgan says when she confronted a man trying to grab one of the birds a few days ago, she was threatened.
We'll be back to get your roosters, and I don't care how old you are. We'll be back to get you as well. And then they threw water bottles at me.
Residents in the South Middle River neighborhood think they know what the roosters are being snatched for.
I know there is a cockfighting ring somewhere in this neighborhood.
Yeah, okay, so something else you learned on today's Florida Stories. A new technique for the next time you have to catch a feral rooster. Using the bait chicken or a bait rooster. So you let the rooster tire himself out. Brilliant move. And of course, there's a cockfighting ring. It, what do you think? They're collecting lunch? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
We've probably presented to you at least 150 episodes of Florida Stories. That is the award winner. That is the best one we've ever had. I guarantee it. And I will play it again at 12:10 Eastern Time, 10:10 West Coast Time. That deserves two airings. Mr. Parker has outdone himself with the story of chickens, which leads me to this story of chickens. I'm staring out our back door window in a suburban neighborhood, not a farm neighborhood, and I see 10 chickens. Beautiful, healthy pet chickens. I'm like, where the hell did these chickens come from? Now, I have cats. I'm afraid that the cats will get out and attack the chickens, or that the chickens will attack the cats. And the best part is, like, the 10 chickens were just standing in the backyard. They were standing in our backyard, kind of like looking around, like looking at each other, looking at the lawn, the weeds, but they were kind of looking at each other like, we got out. We got away with it. We're free. We're free chickens. We are free range chickens. And they weren't in a big hurry to go anywhere. They were just so thrilled to be out of where they had been that it really wasn't an issue. I knew that where they had come from. They came from our next door neighbor, who we adore. Our next-door neighbor is great, very happy with him. But I went next door. I said, you know, your chickens are in our backyard. And he was, what? And he was very upset and very worried because he knows that coming to us, the chickens were fine. But they could have gone to many different places, like to a place with a large dog. That didn't have to happen. Finally, I said to him, he got them all back into their coop. They were all very happy. Finally, I said to him, Where did you get these chickens? Because again, we aren't in farmlands. I said, where'd you get the chickens? The tractor store. What? The tractor store sells live chickens. Now there's some news for you. I had never thought of like, where am I going to get chickens? But there it was. Let's you and I talk about school. School year started, and I had to do grown-up things. What does that mean? It means I had to put on a tie, go to some PTA meetings, go to some school board meetings, and generally keep your mouth shut. Those are my primary instructions for my current wife. Just don't, nobody needs to hear from you, is sort of the theme of her, our relationship during the school year. Nobody needs to hear from you. And when we go to PTO, PTA, parent-teacher conferences, it always goes like this. Just let me talk, she'll say. Just let me talk. Let me talk to the teacher. Don't you share your wacky theories. She thinks all of my educational theories are wacky. She may well be right, but, you know, I'm the dad, and I have a right to say something. No, you don't. Just shut up and listen. If you want to ask the teacher anything, ask me before the meeting. I will ask the teacher. She's all afraid that I'll be saying something offensive to the teacher. I have nothing but respect for teachers. I have zero respect for any school system. I have no respect for the bureaucracy of any school. For example, about 6 weeks ago, I needed to go to the bathroom. I went to the school's front door where I drop off my beautiful daughter, and I said, I need to go to the bathroom. And I was informed that I could not come in. Now, I know where that bathroom is in the building, and I know how to get there and out without disturbing, touching anybody. No, no, no. They would not let me in the building because of COVID. I wasn't going to give anybody COVID. I test negative. I have both Moderna shots. I am as pure as can be. They would not let me into the building that I paid to renovate and go to the bathroom and rush out. And as a result, I did it in my pants. I said to her, if you don't let me go, I'm going to do it in my pants. I have diabetes. This is not a minor thing. She wouldn't let me do it. She wouldn't let me do it. She was just wrong, wrong, wrong. I've got another Florida stories coming up for you, but I want to talk to you about changes that you may have seen in your school system this year as a result of all of the nonsense. What disturbs me most is that when I go into a classroom with a bunch of parents at the beginning of the school year, I will hear the following from most of them. Oh, it hasn't changed since I was here. What? Oh, it hasn't changed since I was here. Those are the most terrifying words I could hear. Because everything should have changed since you were there. Everything should have changed since you were there. My kids don't know how to read an analog clock because they've never had to. They've never been taught it. They read digital clocks, but there's that analog clock. Oh, my gosh, we're going to learn the analog clock. And there's the alphabet above the chalkboard, even though none of them are going to be taught how to read in cursive. They don't teach cursive. Do you know they don't teach cursive? In my opinion, every one of them should have an iPad. Every one of them should have every electronic device available, because that is what they will need to acclimate into the workforce with. But they're not given it. That's a whole big tug of war between you and the school system and the kid. Oh. They're hell-bent on keeping it in 1890. It's like the one-room schoolhouse. They have all of the support of the one-room schoolhouse on a farm. The key remains the parent and the teacher. But when I hear parents saying, it's just like it was when I was in high school. And worse, if I go into a classroom that isn't air-conditioned, are you crazy? What do you mean it isn't air-conditioned? Hi, this is 2021. Every classroom should be air-conditioned. And they'll say, well, you know, it wasn't air-conditioned when I was there. Yeah, that's right. And you're near death. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling All Night. It's the cozy time of year. The time when you want to snuggle. And then when you think about putting your head on your pillow, you're like, oh, that pillow doesn't hold its shape, smells bad. It's time for a new pillow. Get the right pillow, the one I have, the one I use every night. It's remarkable. My Pillow. That's the brand name, My Pillow, from a company called My Pillow. You can see all of their products at MyPillow.com. But what matters is when they said we'd like to share information about our pillows on Sterling, I said, yeah, but you're going to have to give my listener a special discount, a remarkable price. Normally, these pillows are $69.99. Can you imagine paying that for a pillow? And millions of people have. That's not good enough for you. They lowered the price to $29.99 for a MyPillow pillow. $29.99. You go to MyPillow.com. On the center of the homepage, there's a radio offer. Do-do-do-do radio offers. Do-do-do-do-do. When you open that up, there's a place you can put a promo code. The promo code for you is Walter. Walter. Put in my name. Walter. And you will see the price drop from $69.99 to $29.99 before your very eyes. You'll see it instantly. It isn't some weird thing you have to do at the end. It isn't a cash back deal. It isn't a coupon deal. It's instant just for writing my name. Walter! It goes to $29.99. It's a great pillow. Smells great, holds its shape, made in the USA, the whole deal. You want this pillow for the fall, for the autumn, when you want to cuddle and get cozy. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click the center square, put in the name Walter, and enjoy your brand new pillow.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Pervert burglar caught on a home surveillance camera was identified by his employer, his girlfriend, and his sister to the cops. That means he's out of a job, he's getting dumped, and Thanksgiving is gonna be awkward. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
So, growing up, I went to a very she-she summer camp, very she-she, private school, all this stuff, and I was very public, public school. I was the public school scholarship kid, and one day when we were going to camp, I was very upset. I said to my father, I was like, Dad, everybody goes to these fancy places when summer is over. They go to St. Bart's, they go to St. Tropez. I was like, we go to Jones Beach, Dorney Park if we're lucky, in our two-door Ford Explorer from 1991. One of the doors doesn't open, the windows you have to slap down, the radio was stolen, and the engine you have to disconnect every time you park it type of beat. And he was like, listen, don't stress. This is what you tell them. You tell these kids you go on vacation in the Isles of Gristides. This is Gristides, a supermarket chain in New York. He said these kids, they'll never know it's a supermarket because they don't go to supermarkets. Just tell them you'll be in the Isles. And so that's what I did.
Weedos.
All right, it's 50 minutes past the hour, 50 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling, and I want to talk to you at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, the bizarreness of the heaviness of adulthood at the beginning of the school year, where once again you're confronted with the horror of teachers, parent-teacher conferences, principals. Do I wear a suit? Do I wear a tie? I don't know. For a while, my kids were in private school, and that didn't go well. My children were born public school kids. They are not private school kids. They did not acclimate to private school. They look like thugs the minute they showed in. But there were advantages to the private school, mostly that the food at lunch was really good. But there were weird things, like instead of going to the parent-teacher conference, we'd go to parent-student conferences in the school where the kids were supposed to show us what they were doing, how they were doing, how well they were doing, and there was no conversation with their teachers. That was a weird thing about private school. I'm like, what is this? When do I actually get the benefit of all the money we have given for private school? By profound conversations with the teachers. Never seemed to have profound conversations with the teachers. But that's the most shocking thing to me, which is that nothing has changed in the public schools in 50 years. Classrooms look the same. Curriculum seems to be the same. When they have curriculum night, my current wife goes to curriculum night. I don't, because I say nothing's changed. There's no nothing. They're still teaching algebra. There is no need for algebra. Don't teach the algebra. It's a waste of time. They don't teach spelling anymore because they know about spell check. The public schools have learned about spell check. They don't they don't actually seem to teach anything they didn't teach before. They just teach less. And they still, are you ready for this? They still have dodgeball. Please get back to me as to the physical and psychological benefits of dodgeball. I believe that most of us do not go to a gym, do not work out, do not even go for long walks because of gym or phys ed imposed on us in school. What was the thinking behind having a sweaty session in the middle of, you know, yeah, gym, now you go to gym. It's 11 a.m. You go to gym, change your clothes, get really sweaty, and then get back in your clothes and spend the rest of your day uncomfortable in sweat. Only gym teachers would think of something like that. They're the ones who would think of something like that. Good lesson today. The only thing about athletics that I know is Trevor Lawrence. That's the only thing I know about athletics. Trevor Lawrence's team, the Jacksonville Jaguars or whatever it is, played in London today. That's one of the stunts that that team has done ever since they've existed. They play in London, different parts of the world. Who knows what that's about? It seems to be a pretty big distraction, but oh my gosh, they won. Every touchdown that the Jacksonville Jaguars has enjoyed this season, this is the only sports thing I'm going to talk about because it's all I know, has been made by Trevor Lawrence. Every touchdown they've had has been made by Trevor Lawrence, all of them. He was the rookie of the year. He was not the rookie of the year. He was the first recruit in the NFL draft. I don't understand any of that. Seems like nonsense to me. And they paid him $35 million. His team's never won until today. Today. He's the quarterback. Every touchdown they've had, he made. Then today, this new guy shows up, throws a 52-yard pass, gets a touchdown, and they win. The Jacksonville Jaguars win. Trevor had nothing to do with it. Nothing. But he's the quarterback. And here's everything you need to know about management and something I never understood about management, something I never, ever dealt with in management because I just figured credit would roll to me if I did a good job. Maybe you are under the naive impression that if you do a good job, credit will roll to you. Well, it won't roll to you. This is what happens. So Trevor, who I adore as a bromance, Trevor's sitting there looking regal in a rolled up shirt. His all his muscles are showing today. His hair is perfect. He was shining like a knight. And there he is at the press conference, the post-game press conference. And he's explaining that his team won. He is front and center that his team won. And he's telling this amusing story about the guy who did the touchdown pass, who 3 or 4 weeks ago was a computer nerd. He was programming computers. This is his first NFL game. But Trevor is front and center. And the credit is rolling toward Trevor, who didn't do this. But the way it's going to be framed in the news and in ESPN land and USA Today sports section, it's going to be Trevor's. Trevor's going to wind up getting the credit for this. And I'm like, son of a gun. That's part of his genius. He knows where to sit and when. And to let the credit come to him. I have been in so many corporate situations where I honestly earned the credit for something and it didn't roll to me because somebody else sat in front of me, sat in front of the press conference, sat in front of the press release, got their quotes in the press release ahead of mine, and got the credit. All right, we have another Florida story coming up for you. I have an amazing story about schools for you. And let's you and I talk about William Shatner going to space. That's the best story. That is the biggest story of the week. What is this? I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. La, 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 la,
this man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling Every Night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The storm system and associated cold front that brought the first snowstorms of the season out west through Montana and Colorado has finally pushed through to the East Coast, bringing the first taste of autumn nationwide, including the South, with temperatures running 5 to 15 degrees below normal all the way to deep in the heart of Texas. Much of the country will be dry except for the Pacific Northwest, the high country of the Sierra Nevada, and Washington's Cascade Mountains. The system will track east, bringing much-needed rains to the northern tier of states and showers to New England by Friday. Look for rain totals of about an inch in San Francisco and Sacramento this week and half an inch in Boise, Idaho. Otherwise, beautiful fall days this week. We'll look ahead to an early peak of the winter forecast and my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather is 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
My worst wardrobe malfunction. It's so embarrassing. But I used to wear these red leather pants, and I was obsessed with them. I, like, surprised my friend, because I was just, he didn't know when I was coming, and I, like, ran up to him and jumped and, like, jumped on him like this, and it split, so my, like, my pants ripped open, like everything was out. And I had nothing to change into. So my friend was so sweet. She lived down the street, and she's like, just, she's so tall, and like nothing would fit me. I'm like, just give me a dress. So I look like I was wearing a trash bag, basically, to the party. I wrapped a flannel around it and killed it. But yeah, it was really embarrassing. So it was definitely a malfunction.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Well, I'm eating pizza right now. Now, let's see. When you call in at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, you will have a chance to guess the mystery voice.
Trying to tell him what's going on, that's the scene that I did the screen test with and in the audition.
You want to hear it again?
Trying okay. to tell him what's going on, that's the scene that I did the screen test with and in the audition.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Here's Drew, who is a Grubhub driver in Las Vegas, who listens on KXNT, who will have a Grubhub story for us. Hello, Drew.
Hello, hello. How's your weather over there? Really good?
Do you have a Grubhub story for us?
Well, sure, absolutely. Sometimes there's some interesting requests, I guess you could say, for deliveries. Like I had this one for, there's a St. Jude ranch out here, and I think it might have been a fake one because they requested me, this is long after they close, and it's a big compound with you know, walls and everything, and a big gate, and it was like 10:30 at night or something, way past their close, they're not even open, and they requested that I jump the wall and deliver it to one of the houses, but there's a bunch of houses all over because it's a compound, and I would get $50 or $70 tip for doing so, and I'm like, you know, I don't think I get to do that. I text them, I call them, no answer whatsoever, and it was like a $1 tip that was already on there, so. And I really try to get a hold of this person, but I'm not going to jump a wall for something that I don't even know. And I don't know if they have, you know, guards there or, you know, they're definitely not going to trespass on property. And I had to leave it at the front gate and just leave a message. And I have no idea if that person ever got the food or it was just a big joke or whatever. Really crazy.
That is pretty crazy, Drew. And I appreciate the story. Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday.
It's an honor.
It is an honor for both of us. Thank you very much, Drew. It's 10 minutes past the hour. We have a sound genius working with us tonight, Bill Kornfeld, who is actually a gifted voice actor, who has been in many skits with us. And if Jesus takes care of me, he will join us as a voice actor again. That is my dream. All right, it's 12 minutes past the hour, 12 minutes past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. William Shatner goes into space. I believe that baby boomers have two spiritual guides. Two spiritual guides. Paul McCartney and William Shatner. They are both leading the baby boomer generation. They have millions of fans. And look at Shatner and look at Paul McCartney. I've never heard a bad word about either of them, except, you know, a little grumbling of jealousy from the cast of Star Trek, but it has dissipated over time. And no bad words about McCartney. They both have impressive bodies of work, and they both inspire us to do great things. But the thought of the completion of the circle of Shatner being the original Star Trek captain and now going into real space, that's a remarkable circle of life. And I just felt really good when I heard that he was going to do it. Now, what's funny is how much training Shatner had to do this. To go into space, how much training did he have? 2 days. The crew of Blue Origin or whatever had 2 days of training because everything was handled. What's tragic is it took 50 years from the last manned space flight to now. It's taken 50 years for us to put up another bunch of guys, bunch of women. It was a 15-minute flight. I don't think they could do any piloting. I wonder if there was one astronaut on that, and I wonder if they had control over anything. Perhaps you know. 888-688-WALT is my phone number, 888-688-WALT. And look at that. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that. I'm just looking at what we got coming up, which is a tremendous amount of programming. All right, this is Sterling All Night. You show up at your friend's birthday, and you realize that you have brought the wrong gift. Like, you bring a couple bottles of scotch, and you realize your friend's in AA. You don't want to do that. You want to bring to special occasions a gift that you know your friend can use, a quality item, and an item that will last for 10 years. That's the MyPillow pillow. The MyPillow pillow. That's the brand name. It's called MyPillow. The company is MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com. In the center square on the homepage, it says radio offers. Radio offers. Click it. And you will find out that the Sterling listeners get a special price on the MyPillow pillow. Usually, the MyPillow pillow is $69.99. $69.99 and worth it. You put in mine and Walter, it drops to $29.99. $29.99 for the MyPillow pillow. $29.99 for the MyPillow pillow. This is a great gift. It has a lifetime warranty of 10 years. It's guaranteed to last for 10 years. And if you don't like it, you just send it back and you get a full discount. A full discount in 90 days. That's what you got to do. It looks great. It smells great. It holds its shape. It keeps you cool. You put it in the washer, no problem. Go to MyPillow.com, put in my name, Walter, and watch the price drop when you put in my name. You don't have to go through some elaborate process. Just put in my name, and the price will drop before your eyes. MyPillow.com.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
It's rare that I get to tell you about something that's absolutely free, free, no strings attached. Now listen to me. Do you know that the federal government set up a program to pay your cell phone bill and your internet bill? If you qualify, 5 million people have already qualified for this. If you're underemployed, which is a nice way of saying unemployed, or if you're not being paid enough for what you do, you may qualify. If you're getting some form of government assistance, like food stamps, you qualify. It's not available yet in every state, but in about 75% of our country. Our federal government came up with a fancy name for this. The name is the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. Broadband is high-speed internet, but you know that. This bill pays for your cell phone bill and your high-speed internet for 2 years. Not a month, for 2 years. Go online. Answer three questions, and you'll know right away if you qualify. You keep the same cell phone. You keep the same phone number. You stay with your cell phone company. And here's how you get on board. Go online to a website set up just for this, waltercares.com. The website is waltercares.com. That's waltercares.com.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 17 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. It is an honor to be with you. It is such a pleasure. Now, I do my show from my laundry room. No kidding. The in the rinse cycle, usually, but tonight it's a very unusual night in that it's silent. It's silent in the laundry room. It's very rare. And then upstairs in the house, in my house, I get to hear the kids thumping around. Thumping around! Those office buildings in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, they're 70 to 80% empty. People are not coming back to work in the big buildings. The high-end restaurants, the lunch restaurants near those buildings, which are totally dependent on expense accounts, they are suffering. The big deal in the restaurant industry, you probably know this, but the big deal in the restaurant industry is how many servings a day do you do? Do you do breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Or do you do just lunch? Or do you just dinner? But to add an additional meal is economically a very big deal. Most of them have only been able to do a dinner because they can get recreational diners and business diners. Then they're able to do a lunch, maybe. But they have to get staff, and that's the hard part. Those office buildings are predominantly empty. And the CEOs of these big companies are demanding that their workers come back to work. Come back to work. Well, hold on, buddy. If your employees have been working from home on Zoom, email, they have been working, and I guarantee you they have been more productive than they ever were in your bloated office buildings. Because what do you deal with most when you go in? What do you deal with most? Office politics. Office politics. That's what you waste most of your time on. Somebody making judgments about what you have on your desk. Photos of your family on your desk or your credenza, or what you're wearing today, or how you smell. More careers have been ruined by the guy who smells bad than the guy who has bad ideas. People don't want to go back to work because they're already working. In their minds, they're like, I am working, and I've never been more productive. And my family's never been happier because Dad is in the next room. Mom is in the next room. And they've never been more rested because they wake up at 8:20, they have breakfast for 20 minutes, and at 20 of 9, they're at work. They're at work early. Tragically, any executive who's in charge of a sales department has this wacky notion that the sales department must be there very early. They must come to work very, very early to mean it, to really be serious about it. They have to be in the office before anybody else. No, they don't. It's just this stupid mentality, this idiot mentality of being visible. It's a factory mentality where the factory floor foreman can see everybody from his or her raised office with the big window where they can look over the factory floor. That's what most CEOs want. That's the 20th century idea of management, that if I can see everybody in the office, then I'm managing them well. No, you're not. You're an a-hole. That's what you are, an a-hole. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants to do anything special for you. Nothing. The opportunity to not have to be at work, be in an office space, to be able to go out to a coffee shop and just think, come up with a new way to sell, come up with a new one-sheeter, a new video, something special to present your product. That is the dream of every great salesperson. Give me a chance to put together my own sales kit. Don't make me watch one of those stupid sales presentations or deal with a sales consulting expert. My gosh, a sales consulting expert. That's what they'd all like to avoid. That's why they're not coming back to work, because they have learned in the past 18 months that they are far more productive when they're not in a building, when they're in their bathrobe in the home. Many, many consultants on Zoom have realized that there's great benefit to actually getting dressed before you go to Zoom, before you go to work. Okay, fine. Turns out that we are more productive if we dress for work, even if we stay in our home. Okay, good. That's easy. That's fair. But to say you must commute an hour and a half each way to work, you must behave a certain way once you get there, and then you get to go home exhausted, primarily from what? The work? No, from the commute. And for having to deal with old Charlie saying, well, you know, that's not the way we used to do it. I think you should try it this way. Or the snarky sales manager who critiques everything you do, or the miserable commission setup. My favorite horror show at most corporations is this. It's the most evil thing. The minute a salesperson achieves a certain level of success, a certain volume of success, their commission's cut. So instead of saying, okay, you get 12% commission all year, that's our deal. The minute it hits a certain level, they cut the commission, and they're going to keep you at a flat rate no matter what. The commission is a trick. It's just it's a pretend commission. Every time you hit it, it's going to get cut. Why do that to people? Why do that to people? Why don't you say, listen, the commission's 10%, and no matter what, it can't be cut. That's how you manage salespeople. That's the better way. And you pay for all their expenses. I work on the basis, and I've always done this with people who work for me, that they're telling me the truth. I'd be exhausted if I'd had to like audit everything they did and check 10 times. I'd never do that. I assume they're telling me the truth. And therefore, I want their expenses, and I want the expenses of their car, and I want their cell phone expenses, because I know if they don't have to worry about that and I don't have to worry about it, they'll be more productive. Is anything I'm saying make sense? I would say that as a whole, salespeople are the worst managed people in any business. They're managed miserably because they're managed from a basis of mistrust. Oh, my favorite, the Glengarry Glenn Ross experience. There is a general manager of a radio station who used to do this. He had nothing else on his desk, nothing else. He had a Darth Vader desk, but there was nothing else on his desk but a plexiglass frame. And in the plexiglass frame, typed neatly, was a list of every account executive who worked for him. And it went from the highest billing one to the lowest billing one. And it was updated each week. His secretary would put in the new list each week. And he could see who was the highest billing salesman down to the lowest billing salesman. And what did he do? At the end of each month, he fired the lowest billing one. It was updated each month. The lowest billing one was fired each month. There's some morale builder for you, huh? But people don't want to go back into the building, not because they hate the commute. They may, but that's not the issue. The issue is they hate the people they have to work with. It's a very unnatural act, and not the good kind. It's a very unnatural act to throw, I don't know, 100 people on the floor of an office building and say, get along, all of you, get along. And then if they don't get along, they bring in HR. People who have no skills and no vision and no goals and no profit drive. They just come in and make up rules. Well, now there are 100 people on the floor. We better make up some rules. Here are your rules. And they hand you a 200-page book. Here are your rules. You better follow these rules. Not one new idea comes out of that. And the more HR rules that are thrown on top of a company, a group of people, the more HR rules, watch carefully, the fewer new ideas will come out. The fewer fresh ideas will come out. I want to stay in touch with you. Here's how we do it. I have an email address, waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I have a website that's spectacular, Walter Sterling Show, S-T-E-R, Walter Sterling Show. And on that website, you will see my blog. You will see every podcast we've ever done. It's called Midnight Misfits. That's the name of our blog, of our podcast, Midnight Misfits. And all sorts of spooky information about the show. And you'll be able to become a Midnight Misfit. You will be able to join our secret club of misfits. And you will download that card. It is free. It is instantly printable. And it will have a decoder system where when I give out secret messages, you'll be able to decode them using the decoder card. Midnight Misfits. The name of the website is Walter Sterling Show. Much information. But now I want to talk to you. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. And coming up, I'm going to share with you some deep thoughts about the trucking industry. I think you'll be very surprised with what you're going to hear about the trucking industry, because most of my misfits are driving a truck right now across Route 80, up and down I-5, the 101, the 405, and on my favorite road, which is I-4 in Florida, which is the only road I can think of that's marked east and west but runs north and south. And the only state where the rivers run into the, from the ocean, not to the ocean, Florida. Walter M. Sterling, this is Sterling All Night.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Where's the weather?
Sterling All Night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. It appears that we have La Nina setting up for the late fall and winter months ahead. Now, forecasters that study this sort of thing are seeing cooler than average ocean temperatures in the eastern Pacific Ocean near the equator, which usually leads to wetter conditions in the Pacific Northwest, cooler up in the northern tier of states, and drier and warmer down south, and then near average temperatures across the Plain States into the Middle Atlantic states and New England. Now, there are lots of other variables like the polar vortex affecting jet streams, and so take all of this with a grain of salt and enjoy this week the good taste of fall. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
All right, well, we had to get the latest weather. That's what the little bump there was Dave was pulling the latest weather. And Dr. Dave Iser, easily the best broadcast meteorologist who ever lived. I'm Walter M. Sterling, 36 past the hour, 36 past the hour. There's Judy from Dallas. Hello, Judy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, Judy, I'm always excited when you call us because Judy calls us every week from WBAP land in Dallas to share with us a terrible dad joke, just a god-awful dad joke. And what's the dad joke this week, Judy?
What do you call a witch's garage?
A witch's what?
Garage.
Oh, that sounds like a very good question. What do you call a witch's garage?
A broom closet.
Now, for a limited time, own all the music Walter listens to before the show. Get in the mood to do a network show just like Walter. Get 10 of Walter's favorite show prep hits. When Walter is feeling 1960s gay. Or when he remembers that one-nighter in Northern California. Now, visit the 70s with Walter and Barry. You can feel Walter's excitement about being on the air and not behind a desk. Walter believed Barry was really married to that woman. Hot for the OJs? You bet Walter goes there. Call him Disco Walt.
The girl was so smart.
Walter is feeling depressed. He's happy he doesn't know loan sharks. Yes, now you can prep for a network radio show with the exact right music, only $9.99. Call now at 888-688-WALT. And...
why do I have so much trouble with this thing?
Have you been to the gynecologist yet? That was the question my mom asked me at 15 when I informed her about a change that I had noticed in my body.
Yeah, she went from a B cup to a double D. That's what Scarlett Johansson noticed in her body. B cup to double D. You know, I have this MP3 player. It's a piece of software that sits on my laptop. And for years, I had one that worked perfectly. If I hit the button, it went immediately. You heard the MP3 instantly because it was a tight show. My gosh, it was a top 40 radio show that happened to be doing talk. And then it stopped being supported. That company went out of business. No support for it. I couldn't renew it. Done. Over. I got a new piece of software that played MP3s, but it doesn't really do it. I hit it and it's very slow to start and it's very slow to stop, and it doesn't have the safety that the other one had, which is that when I'd start a new MP3, it would automatically cut off the last MP3. This one can play 10 at once and doesn't seem to be concerned at all. These are the high-class problems, ladies and gentlemen, at 40 past the hour on KDKA and KFBK. It's great to be with you, and a very interesting station that I have to get the owner on the phone with me, WLOB in Maine, WLOB in Maine, which is Lobster Radio. Almost as strange as car radio and game show radio, but it's Lobster Radio. Excuse me, terrible sounds coming out of me. If you drive a truck, you are my hero. You're driving across Route 80, I-5, 71, otherwise known as the Luge. You are my hero. Because you're responsible for incredibly expensive payloads and dangerous payloads. Like if you've got one of those flatbed trucks where you've got the pipes on the back that are fastened down by chains, and those beds have to be perfectly balanced, brilliantly balanced, so that the pipes don't go rolling off the side when you make a turn. You have a tough job. And then there are economic issues that four-wheelers aren't aware of. If I drive from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, it's going to cost me $60 in a four-wheeler. In an 18-wheeler, it could cost $1,000 to drive from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, $1,000. But this is what I want to talk about. As the economy started coming back under our previous president, I started seeing a lot of ads for truck drivers. They wanted to recruit truck drivers. Great training. We'll train you. You'll get your certificate number one. You'll be trained in a variety of situations. You'll be able to make a living. And then I saw what you were being paid. And all the ads pretty much said $50,000 to $60,000 a year. I'm like, that's not enough. Somebody driving a tanker truck filled with fuel oil or milk, that's not enough. $50,000 to $60,000 a year, not okay. I don't like the federal government being involved in the pricing of private enterprise. I think that generally leads to bad things. In fact, through the history of mankind, it has proven to lead to bad things. But I would like to see a minimum wage for truck drivers. And I believe that minimum wage should be $100,000 a year, which now is a living wage. There was a time when $100,000 a year, you were rich. There were very few people making it, and you were rich. In fact, in the 1960s, there was an article in Fortune magazine that said the good life starts at $25,000 a year. This was in the 60s. The good life starts at $25,000 a year. How few people earn $25,000 a year and what it got them. Well, it got them into a country club, a second home. Kids went to private school, 4 weeks off a year, the whole shebang. Now, $100,000 a year is pretty close to minimum wage. And I believe there should be a guide from the government, from the Department of Transportation, that's who it would come through, from the Department of Transportation, urging trucking companies to pay truckers a minimum of $100,000 a year. I believe strongly you're driving a truck, you're earning $100,000 a year. That's where it should start. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. It's a beautiful night across North America, and this is Sterling on Sunday. MyPillow.com. This is a great product. It's made in America. It's a unique product in that when you put your head on this pillow, it feels like nothing else. You go like that. You'll go, om. It's that pillow. It's the pillow you've been waiting for. When I got it, I thought, well, it's just a pillow. No. It's remarkable. I can wash it. It always smells great. It doesn't smell scary. Holds its shape. It's a big pillow. Super comfortable. Made in the USA. You want to get it. When they said to me, we'd like to share this information on the Sterling Show, I said, okay, that's very nice, but I'm not going to let my listeners pay $69.99 for this. What can you do? They said, well, we'll drop it to $29.99 for you, just for you, just for Midnight Misfits, just for Midnight Misfits. It's $29.99. How does this happen? It's amazing. You go to MyPillow.com. In the center square of the homepage, it says radio offers. Click it and enter my name, Walter. And you will see the prices drop the minute you type in my name. It's not a cashback offer. You don't have to wait for the, you don't have to go to the cart. You don't have to do any of that. Right away, you will see the price change from $69.99 to $29.99, and therefore you know it's real. This comes with a 10-year warranty. Oh my God, 10 years. You can be confident that this pillow will work. 10 years. What a great gift. You go to like a bridal shower. This is a perfect gift. It's something you know everybody uses and everybody wishes they had a better pillow. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Put in the promo code Walter and watch the price drop to $29.99. Do it right now. Well, we'll do it tomorrow. No, do it right now. MyPillow.com.
Or
you get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
All right, it's 48 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. And Julia, welcome to Sterling All Night. Hi.
Hi, Walter. Boy, your eclectic mind has taken us all on so many journeys tonight. You know, why people prefer working from home rather than in the office to A-cups to truckers. I was an A-cup when I was 12, and now I'm a D-cup at 72. But anyway.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I was going to talk about a little experience I had when I was working. I'm an actress, and I was working as a temp, as a day job, back in the 70s, I guess, at Crédit Agricole, which was is a pretty big, fancy French bank. And why people might not want to work for a corporation or work from home anyway, the head of that group in New York was having a birthday party, and we were all invited up to the top floor of the building in New York to celebrate. And people were milling around, and they were talking, and maybe somebody gave a speech, and but there was no party atmosphere. And being the actress I was, I turned to the person next to me, and I said, "Isn't anybody going to sing Happy Birthday?" And there was like a pause, and so I said, "Why don't we sing Happy Birthday?" And so I finally got people together, and we sang Happy Birthday to the president of Crédit Agricole in New York. And it was like, is this what corporate life is like? As I said, I was working as a temp, and if this is what corporate life is like, no wonder people want to stay home.
Well, thank you very much for the call. You're absolutely right, because, you see, if you're full-time at a company like that, at a formal big company, and you're the one who decides everybody should sing Happy Birthday, you're marked for life. You had better be right in making the call that everybody should sing Happy Birthday. If it's not official, if it's not something we all agree to, if it's not something that might not offend anybody. I can't begin to tell you the nightmare of working in a big company. I have worked at every big company that you can imagine, and it's always on eggshells. You're always on eggshells. The slightest thing can throw off your career. I'm not kidding. The wrong shoes, the wrong color clothes, the wrong color tie can throw off your career forever. Why invite that trouble? You just stay at home. Just stay at home and do the work. When you stay at home, you get to do the work. It has been my experience that people don't mind doing the work. They mind going to work, because once they're at the job, they're surrounded by trouble. People who will make judgments based on not the work. They make judgments on the hair, the color of the shoes. God help you if you have a nose piercing, too many piercings in your ear, and that's just if you're a guy. All of that is problematic and tragic, because you should not be judged on anything but your work. And that never happens when you're in a corporate environment. The minute you're in a corporate environment, you are judged on everything except your work. That's been my experience. And my number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. What's acceptable in a corporate environment, whether it's 10 people or 10,000 people, is determined by the boss. And you had better know the tea leaves of the boss well in order to find out what you can get away with, what's tolerable. And every one of them is different, and they're tricky. Like, for example, I knew a CEO of a company, and the greatest crime you could commit working for him is to be 10 seconds late for a meeting. You'd better not be late for a meeting. You'd better be the first one in that office. okay. But others, they don't care. They don't care when you get to the meeting. Just deliver the product. Just deliver the profits. They're all very different. But unless you get that memo, whoa, man. And then there are the whisperers. They're the whisperers to the boss who you think you're doing fine. You think you're doing great with the boss. And then you find out there are 20 people whispering to him or her that there's some problems with the decisions you've made. And they whisper to the boss, you know, remember 20 years ago when we worked together in Norfolk? Remember that great thing we did at that radio station? Why don't we do more of that? Okay, except you're not getting that information. The boss is getting that information. And they walk in one day and say, you know, we're going to do it this way. Really? Why are we doing it this way? And the answer is in her head, because it was done that way 20 years ago in Norfolk. But you're not in Norfolk, and it isn't 20 years ago. That's the hell of corporate life. The good news is, and this is an interesting statistic, the vast majority of businesses are not big companies. They employ fewer than 10 people. The vast majority of businesses in the U.S. employ fewer than 10 people. Let me go back to the trucker thing. I believe that truckers, anybody who drives a truck for a living, should be earning a minimum of $100,000 a year. A minimum. Look at the machinery that they are operating and look at what they're carrying. They're carrying our food, clothing, shelter. They're carrying things that are needed in our schools. They're carrying things that keep us safe and keep us warm. The oil tankers, the milk tankers, the lumber. They are the lifeline of America. I love every trucker I've ever met. I have nothing but respect for them. They have the hardest job in the world and the most insane rules. Like sometimes they can drive in a city, but if it's after 8 a.m., they can't drive in a city. They have crazy, crazy rules and therefore deserve at least $100,000 a year, except they start at 50, 55. That's not okay. It's not enough. Coming up tonight, we have Velo Houle, who will have a fish report for you, and Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City police detective who has cop stories, not one of those stupid cop stories that you hear on podcasts. No, not one of those. Those are silly. These are real cop stories from a real cop. Plus, we have another Florida story, and we have more lesbians in space. And I love to talk to you at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. But don't think for one second that those office buildings in any big city are ever going to be filled again. They just are not. People are refusing to go back to work. Oh, they're happy to work, but they don't want to go back to work. Because most of us have realized that if we work at home and go into the next room to do our job, things are fine. It's an excellent way to deal with it. I am live. Do you know that? I know many of the shows around us are the Bitcoin show or 20-year-old UFO shows, but which is really bizarre, like really bizarre. But this is a live radio show. It means you and I get to talk. And I have a phone number, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And then I have another wacky theory that I will share with you coming up in just seconds, which is I really think I probably should do the show from Europe. This is Sterling All Night.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling every night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The storm system and associated cold front that brought the first snowstorms of the season out west through Montana and Colorado has finally pushed through to the East Coast, bringing the first taste of autumn nationwide, including the South, with temperatures running 5 to 15 degrees below normal all the way to deep in the heart of Texas. Much of the country will be dry except for the Pacific Northwest, the high country of the Sierra Nevada, and Washington's Cascade Mountains. The system will track east, bringing much-needed rains to the northern tier of states and showers to New England by Friday. Look for rain totals of about an inch in San Francisco and Sacramento this week and a half an inch in Boise, Idaho. Otherwise, beautiful fall days this week. We'll look ahead to an early peak of the winter forecast and my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather is 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
I had an aquarium crash this week, and it's not like I dropped it and there was broken glass everywhere. No, it's because something happened in the aquarium. And a lot of times aquarium keepers say, well, what did I do wrong? Well, you have to ask yourself a few different questions. Number one, am I doing my water changes properly? When the aquarium crashes and all of a sudden you've lost a bunch of your little fishy friends, did you check the water parameters? Were they good? Or did you just do a big water change before the fish started to die off? Another thing to look at is introducing new fish into your aquarium. A lot of times at pet stores, especially the big box ones, the fish look good, but they may not be that healthy. That's why I recommend that you go to fish club shows and buy your fish there. You have a fish club in your area, and guess what? They meet often, and they do auctions where you can find some amazing fish from people who live near you. They're used to the water. They're in great health and great vibrancy. It's just amazing. So my fish aquarium crashed. Turns out I had a problem with the filter. So I realized that the filter may be sick. I changed out the sponge filter, did a big water change, treated with antibiotics and with General Cure, and the fish started to do better. This is the Sterling at Night Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
What's he saying? I'm a native of Jersey. I should know what he's saying, but I'm not sure. What is he saying? How do you rip the balls from somebody's back? This is one of the great mysteries to me. And then I found out he's singing Rips the Bones from Your Back. They rip the bones from your back. How do they do that? It's a mystery to me. Do you remember the original 90210 on Fox? The original 90210 on Fox was so successful that instead of ordering 22 episodes, as they normally would with a hit TV show, a primetime TV show, they'd ordered 33 episodes a year, 33 episodes a season. In order to produce that many, Aaron Spelling had to produce two episodes at the same time. And the cast would go from one set to the other alternately for all night. They'd shoot two episodes of 90210 in a week, two. An amazing production schedule. Absolutely amazing.
Kelly, what are you doing? What? I think I look great. Did your mom see you like this? Brenda, lighten up. It's just a costume. I'm a friendly witch. Yeah, right, Kelly. Glinda, the good witch of the East. I mean, do you want guys staring at you like that all night long? What's wrong with that? I want to make an impression. You probably don't remember what it's like having to meet guys, right? Oh, and that's how you want to meet them?
Why, doesn't it fit? It fits fine. But I'm warning you, you're looking for trouble. Brenda, if you want to be Miss Goody Goody all night, that's fine. I don't. I've just been dumped. It's Halloween. And if I feel like dressing up any way I want, I will. I think I know how to take care of myself by now. Fine. Thank you. Trick or treat.
Well, trouble between Brenda and Kelly. That was the whole series. There was trouble between Brenda and Kelly. Kelly was wearing a very low-cut witch's outfit in that scene. And Brenda was not wearing a low-cut outfit, and therefore the source of their trouble. But I'll tell you what 90210 did to our culture that we have never recovered from. I swear it never existed before 90210. You ready? The pumpkin patch. The pumpkin patch is an evil thing foisted upon parents across America. There are certain things that you're not allowed to complain about. There are certain things you're not even allowed to object about, such as street fairs. You're supposed to love street fairs. You're supposed to love Aretha Franklin's music. I love Aretha Franklin. I have nothing but respect for Aretha Franklin, but I didn't like all of the songs. But I can't say that. And I hate public television. And oh my gosh, you can't say that. Yeah, I have no interest in Twalia Tharp or the secret essays of Shakespeare. But the pumpkin patch, every parent hates the damn pumpkin patch because you can never get the kid out of it. And the worst part of the pumpkin patch is if it has a maze, a mystery maze, because of a couple things. First of all, once you get into the maze, you don't know how to get out. Secondly, no matter what you're wearing, your shoes are going to be soaked in mud, absolutely destroyed, one walk through the pumpkin patch and the mystery maze, the pumpkin maze. And, of course, there's that the ultimate fear, which is that your 8-year-old will disappear. The corn stalks are too high, and your kid is going to disappear. It is a horrible experience. The other thing I've noticed is that the minute I get to the rows of apples where I'm supposed to pick mine, is that the worst threat in history? Pick your own. Pick your own. Why should I have to pick my own? There's Kroger and Giant Eagle. That's what they're for. They're there for me to get apples in nice plastic bags, and I take them home, and maybe I'll rinse them off. That's my idea of nature, rinsing off the apples that someone else picked 1,000 miles away. I love it when they say, locally grown. I don't care where the apples were grown. It's none of my business where they were grown. They have their own homes. They can keep their privacy. I don't care where the apples were grown. And I don't care where the cow lives. Locally sourced milk. I don't care where the cow lives. You go through the corn maze, and you get lost. You find yourself shouting for the 8-year-old, where are you? Where are you? Are you okay? Meanwhile, they're 2 feet away on the other side of the corn. Your fancy loafers are now destroyed. Your fancy boots are now destroyed. But here's the thing. The minute you step into the corn maze, that second, it drops to 28 degrees. A moment ago, it was hot. Now it's 28 degrees. And you're in misery. And you've already picked your own apples, which means you're carrying around a heavy basket. You got a heavy basket, and you have to trudge it through the corn maze. And then it's 28 degrees below, and then your shoes are ruined, covered with mud, destroyed. And the most interesting feature of the corn maze, or the pick-your-own aisles and after aisles, rows after rows of apples, the bees. The bees are also attracted to the sweetness of the apples. And they're waiting for you to reach your hand up there and touch those apples, and they'll sting the hell out of you. But that's not the best part. The best part is the prize you get at the very end. At the very end, there's the gift shop, the farmer's gift shop. The farmer's gift shop with honey candy and pumpkin pies and apple pies, and a large variety of organic honey products. And you're like, well, you know, it comes from this farm here. Then you look at the box and it says imported from Malaysia, imported from China. You're not even getting genuine honey from the farm that you've sacrificed your shoes to. I'm Walter M. Sterling, 15 past the hour. This is Sterling All Night. It's the cozy time of year, the time when you want to snuggle. And then when you think about putting your head on your pillow, you're like, oh, that pillow doesn't hold its shape, smells bad. It's time for a new pillow. Get the right pillow, the one I have, the one I use every night. It's remarkable. MyPillow. That's the brand name, MyPillow, from a company called MyPillow. You can see all of their products at MyPillow.com. But what matters is, when they said, we'd like to share information about our pillows on Sterling, I said, yeah, but you're going to have to give my listener a special discount, a remarkable price. Normally, these pillows are $69.99. Can you imagine paying that for a pillow? And millions of people have. That's not good enough for you. They lowered the price to $29.99 for a MyPillow pillow. $29.99. You go to MyPillow.com. On the center of the homepage, there's a radio offer. Do-do-do-do radio offers. Do-do-do-do-do. When you open that up, there's a place you can put a promo code. The promo code for you is Walter. Walter. Put in my name. Walter. And you will see the price drop from $69.99 to $29.99 before your very eyes. You'll see it instantly. It isn't some weird thing you have to do at the end. It isn't a cash back deal. It isn't a coupon deal. It's instant just for writing my name. Walter! It goes to $29.99. It's a great pillow. Smells great. Holds its shape. Made in the USA. The whole deal. You want this pillow for the fall, for the autumn, when you want to cuddle and get cozy. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click the center square, put in the name Walter, and enjoy your brand new pillow.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
It's rare that I get to tell you about something that's absolutely free. Free. No strings attached. Now listen to me. Do you know that the federal government set up a program to pay your cell phone bill and your internet bill? If you qualify, 5 million people have already qualified for this. If you're underemployed, which is a nice way of saying unemployed, or if you're not being paid enough for what you do, you may qualify. If you're getting some form of government assistance, like food stamps, you qualify. It's not available yet in every state, but in about 75% of our country. Our federal government came up with a fancy name for this. The name is the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. Broadband is high-speed internet, but you know that. This bill pays for your cell phone bill and your high-speed internet for 2 years, not a month, for 2 years. Go online. Answer three questions, and you'll know right away if you qualify. You keep the same cell phone. You keep the same phone number. You stay with your cell phone company. And here's how you get on board. Go online to a website set up just for this, waltercares.com. The website is waltercares.com. That's waltercares.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners. And we mean you.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we're going to Titusville, Florida. A Florida man in his 30s likes to set fires in his yard, and the neighbors don't like it. It's not up to code. They usually don't want to bug him because he's been in and out of jail before. He's got a record. He doesn't look like he's very fun to confront. But it's a problem because sometimes the fires spill over into the sidewalk, sometimes even in the street. And so the cops have been to his house 5 different times to tell him you can't be making these gigantic fires in your front yard. You live in the city. You don't live in the country. So on the 6th trip out there, the cops pull up on the street and they can't even get through the street because across the entirety of 26th Avenue, he has 4-foot high flames. So the guy's easy to track down because he's in the front porch watching his work, just loving it. So the cops go and confront him, and in the police report, they say he is wielding a sword, he has a big knife that is in his belt, and in his other hand, he's got a half-gallon-sized Captain Morgan spiced rum. While he's communicating with officers, while they're talking to him, telling him you got to stop this and you're being charged with a crime and all that, he is drinking the Captain Morgan spiced rum straight, just taking big old swigs of it like it's a Dr. Pepper. So the cops get him to drop the sword. They get him to drop his knife. He didn't have a good answer to why the fire is in the roadway. So finally, they have to take him in. They arrest him. They take him down to the Titusville Police Department. And while he's in a holding cell, yeah, it doesn't end there. This is Florida. While he's in his holding cell, he intentionally broke off a fire sprinkler head, causing the water to flood the cell and the booking room. So he had to be transferred to county. All kinds of fun charges are ensuing there. Oh, and the motive. Why did he do it? Florida. That's why.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What is
it? For our next Florida story, we're going to Pasco County, where a 52-year-old Florida man has an eye for one of the girls that lives in this family home in a nice neighborhood. So in the middle of the night, about 2 in the morning, he goes to their garage and he pulls it up. Oh, it's not locked. So then he jimmies the lock to get from the garage into the house proper. And he goes to the doorway of the girl. I don't know how old she is. I just know she's a minor and she was asleep. And dad actually has surveillance cameras in a couple places in the house. It shows him in the hallway with his hands in his shorts for about 3 minutes standing in the doorway until the dog notices and barks and starts waking people up. And so he runs off. Cops take the video. They put it on Facebook and other social media outlets. And immediately they get some hits back. So first the deputies get a call from Florida man's sister. Yeah, that's my brother with his hands in his shorts on the surveillance video. Then his employer calls. Yeah, I recognize that guy. That's one of my employees. Yeah, the guy with the hand in his shorts. And just for some extra Florida spice, they get another positive identification on the 52-year-old Florida man from his girlfriend, which I assume they've broken up by now. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I'm up. Yeah, play the third one. I'm sorry, I forgot we had three, and I thought we'd play the first one again, but it'd be better to play the third one. That would be better. It's 24 past the hour. This story is makes me very sad on many, many levels. Allison Williams, an ESPN reporter who's been with ESPN since 2011, has been fired because she refuses to get a vaccine, a COVID vaccine. The company, which is Disney, issued a mandate that all of their employees had to have a COVID vaccine. She said she's not taking the vaccine because she and her husband are trying to have their second child after the couple welcomed their first child, a boy, in 2019. Disney, which owns ESPN, announced its vaccine mandate for employees in July. According to CDC guidelines, the vaccines have been approved for anyone over the age of 12, including pregnant women and women who are breastfeeding. Look, here's this lovely, brilliant woman, Allison Williams, a reporter for ESPN, which is hard to get. To get a job as a reporter for ESPN, that's the top of the food chain. Congratulations. She's had it since 2011, a responsible, proven employee. And she's saying, look, I want to have another kid, and I don't want to take any risks. I don't understand why that wouldn't be respected. There are a lot of ways to accommodate her, including to quarantine her until that baby shows up. I feel bad for her. I just do. You look at her, you listen to her, and you're like, I'd like her to be working for me. That's the kind of person you want. Barry in Utah, welcome to Sterling All Night. Hi, Barry.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi there.
Well, my question is, how is the Walter Sterling Show broadcasted to all us people in America? Is it like beamed up to a satellite and then down to antennas on the Earth, or what?
I will answer that. Why do you want to know?
Yeah, I was just curious because. Yeah, I know. I just was wondering, does it escape into outer space? Yeah. and then some aliens might hear it? Or
I hope so. I hope it escapes into outer space and some aliens hear it. And thank you very much for the call. The way it's distributed nationally is simple. It is sent up from an uplink, a satellite uplink, which I believe is in Phoenix, to a satellite for which we are grossly overcharged. And then it goes back down to Earth. And each radio station that is affiliated with Sterling at night picks it up off a satellite dish. And then they have a transponder, a receiver at the station, which goes into their mix on their control board and sends it out to you. So it goes up into space. It's captured by a satellite, sent back down, and captured by the radio stations that air the show. Strangely, in the olden days, network shows used to be sent and broadcast by telephone line, and therefore they all had to be very short. They were sent across the country by telephone line. The quality wasn't great. And when I was at ABC, when I was an executive at ABC, one of my jobs was to convert the ABC radio network from landline to satellites, which was a boon to the network radio business, because then we could modify the commercials depending on the regions. We could send out multiple shows at the same time, which you couldn't. If you had a landline, you could only send out one show at a time. Once you had a satellite, you could send out multiple shows at the same time. We're having fun tonight. This is a good show. You and I get to talk. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, I will share with you my plans for the future. And once again, I congratulate William Shatner for actually getting into space. He was asked, aren't you worried? Aren't you a little nervous about this before he went? Aren't you a little nervous about this? He said, I'm not nervous. I'm Captain Kirk. It's mind-blowing that he got to do this. It is wonderful for all of us that Captain Kirk actually got to go into space. It's just great. All right, you and I are together tonight. This is Sterling All Night. This is
only a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling All Night Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. It appears that we have La Nina setting up for the late fall and winter months ahead. Now, forecasters that study this sort of thing are seeing cooler than average ocean temperatures in the eastern Pacific Ocean near the equator, which usually leads to wetter conditions in the Pacific Northwest, cooler up in the northern tier of states, and drier and warmer down south, and then near average temperatures across the plain states into the middle Atlantic states and New England. Now, there are lots of other variables like the polar vortex affecting jet streams, and so take all of this with a grain of salt and enjoy this week the good taste of fall. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling All Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling All Night.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida Story, we are going to an isolated, desolate, uninhabited beach in the middle of nowhere, Florida. And this probably doesn't happen so much if you live in Maine or Rhode Island, but if you live in Florida, drugs just wash up on the beach all the time. 770 pounds of high-grade marijuana washed up on this beach. The sheriffs go out there and they pick it up, and then they do something fun with it. They make a Facebook post offering to return $2 million worth of marijuana to its rightful owner. And as a reward, the incentive, if you come claim your $2 million worth of marijuana, they promise you a free, all-expense-paid staycation at the county lockup. The Facebook post has gone viral. But what if this happens in a state where marijuana is fully legal? Like, you just get to keep the free weed? Finders keepers? Well, they need to do that in Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Indian River County, where there's a horse stable. And next to that is a welding shop, and they kind of share a parking lot. One day, the lady working at the horse barn was checking on her horses, and one had some unusual marks around its neck. She thought that was odd. And then it happened again a couple weeks later. It looks like someone had there was a bungee cord in the stall. So then she puts up a trail camera, you know, like a game camera that you stick out in the woods to see if deer are coming by or whatever. So we don't have video of it, but we have still shots. And sure enough, a few days later, this guy that works at the welding shop next door parked his truck there. And then late at night, he comes in at about 11 o'clock. We have a still shot of him walking right by the camera. We actually have a still shot of him getting behind the horse. We have a still shot of his pants down. And then he leaves. Little after 12, he comes back in there. We have the game camera again. This time he's not wearing a shirt, but he walks right past the game camera, gets behind the horse. We see his pants down around his ankles, and then he leaves. Just a little after 2 in the morning. Look, and this is on a Wednesday night going into Thursday morning. He walks past the game camera again, gets behind the horse three times. When is he going to learn that nay means nay? I'm not proud of that. All right, for our last Florida story, we're going to OIA, Orlando International Airport, where something like Gone in 60 Seconds happened. There's four cars stolen pretty much at the same time. Two Dodge Chargers, a Dodge Challenger, and a Jeep Grand Cherokee. But what's the one thing they all had in common? All four of them had the beloved Hellcat engine. If you know something about cars, it's a 6.2 liter, 707 horsepower. You already know this stuff, Hellcat V8 engine. If you don't know anything about cars, all you need to know is that people who do know stuff about cars think that's really, really awesome. So apparently there's a black market for parts on Hellcat engines or something to that effect. And they went out and they did some scheme like a movie where they go in there and the theme music's playing and they have a cool funky vibe. And there's always like the wacky guy and the pretty girl and the head dude and the love interest, and stole four of them at about the same time. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. SpringRockMedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, coming up in just seconds, Vic Ferrari with a real New York City police detective story. Not one of these phony, you know, Green River nonsense staged shenanigans. I'm Walter Sterling. It's time for Sterling Snaps, where you send me a picture of whatever you're looking at right now, and I'll put it up on Instagram, Walter M. Sterling at Instagram. Go to Instagram now and follow me, Walter M. Sterling. Follow me on Instagram. I used to tell you to go to Facebook. I don't know what the heck they did with my Facebook account, but it's useless. Instagram seems to be working out much better. Go to Instagram, sign up to follow Walter M. Sterling. But take a moment, whatever you're looking at right now, take out that overpriced cell phone of yours and take a picture of it and send it to me, to WalterMSterling@gmail, WalterMSterling@gmail, or you can post it on Instagram. Either way, it's a great way for you and I to stay in touch, and it's important to me to stay in touch. It's a very interesting thing that we get instructions for everything. We get printed out directions for your car, your washer, your dryer, your sewing machine. We get printed directions for everything. The printer that'll never work. Isn't it amazing that everybody loves their computer and hates their printer? Still true. But the most important gift that most parents have been given, that I've been given, is a child who has some special challenges. I never say special needs, because my daughter, who has challenges, has the same needs as any other kid. She needs American Girl dolls. She needs good food, lots and lots of love, a proper education, nice clothes, friends. She has the same needs as any other kid. So she's not a special needs child. She has challenges. And how she overcomes those challenges has a lot to do with how we interact with her. But what's interesting is that for all of the money and all of the manpower at the public schools that are put into educating special challenge kids, there's almost no effort, no resources put into how to be their parents. The most important job I have is to be the parent of a challenged 9-year-old girl. My 9-year-old daughter is beautiful, probably like yours. She's incredibly social, athletic, smart as hell because she has had to overcome so much in her mind. She has a condition known as apraxia. And apraxia makes it difficult for her to form words in a normal way or to retain them in a normal way. For example, here's a simple example. I'm mom, dad, or dad, mom, or mom, dad. Rarely does she get it right. Rarely does she look at me and go, dad. It's usually mom, dad. It's in the same box. Mom and dad are in the same balloon in her head. To get it out in the right order is a tremendous effort for her. This is true for all of language, all of her words, everything she has to deal with. But she's elegant about it. You don't see her struggle. She works at it. And every time she gets a new word, every time she gets a new word to come out, she goes, I say a new word. I say a new word. And she's so proud of herself. Any challenged kid has to have parents with a secret, special, invisible set of instructions. I wasn't given any instructions on how to deal with her, how to help her, how to love her. I've been given very little to help. It took me a while just to find out what the condition was called, much less what to do with it. This is true of every child on the spectrum, every child who's challenged. Think about transgender children. There's a tremendous amount of love for in the transgender community for children who want to make the change or who are transgender. Those children, once they decide to make the change, they get to become who they are. They get to become who they have always been. They often say, well, they're very brave to do that. I don't think they're very brave to do that. I think they get to be who they were always meant to be. What about their parents? Where's the rule book and instruction book for their parents? How do their parents know what to say? Because one wrong sentence, one wrong word, one wrong glance can destroy the relationship between that child, a transgender child, and that parent, a well-meaning parent. Where's that instruction book? In my opinion, the parent's challenge is as great, if not greater, as a challenged kid, a transgender kid, any kid who's born with a unique view of the world, a unique set of circumstances. The challenge is often more for the parent. Or it can be funny. My bisexual 16-year-old daughter said to me, we're going to dance. I'm driving her to dance. And she says, Dad, I'm bi. Out of nowhere, she goes, Dad, I'm bi. And I looked at her and I said, does this mean I'm going to have to pay for two weddings? It's 45 past the hour. This is Sterling All Night. MyPillow.com. This is a great product. It's made in America. It's a unique product in that when you put your head on this pillow, it feels like nothing else. You go like that. You'll go, om, om. It's that pillow. It's the pillow you've been waiting for. When I got it, I thought, well, it's just a pillow. No, 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 no. It's remarkable. I can wash it. It always smells great. It doesn't smell scary. Holds its shape. It's a big pillow. Super comfortable. Made in the USA. You want to get it. When they said to me, we'd like to share this information on the Sterling Show, I said, okay, that's very nice, but I'm not going to let my listeners pay $69.99 for this. What can you do? They said, well, we'll drop it to $29.99 for you, just for you, just for Midnight Misfits, just for Midnight Misfits. It's $29.99. How does this happen? It's amazing. You go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. In the center square of the homepage, it says radio offers. Click it and enter my name, Walter, and you will see the prices drop the minute you type in my name. It's not a cashback offer. You don't have to wait for you don't have to go to the cart. You don't have to do any of that. Right away, you will see the price change from $69.99 to $29.99, and therefore you know it's real. This comes with a 10-year warranty. Oh my God, 10 years. You can be confident that this pillow will work. 10 years. What a great gift. You go to like a bridal shower. This is a perfect gift. It's something you know everybody uses and everybody wishes they had a better pillow. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Put in the promo code Walter and watch the price drop to $29.99. Do it right now. Well, we'll do it tomorrow. No, do it right now. MyPillow.com.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story I'm working on. So when you become a member of law enforcement, you're inevitably going to lose a couple of friends. Once you make the conscious decision to protect and serve, you no longer can associate with those who play outside the rules of society. Dirtbag friends, unstable girlfriends, shady acquaintances, and dens of iniquity should no longer be a part of your life. I hate to say it, but you're going up and they're going down, so you better get off that descending elevator before you wind up in the basement of life. I know if I went back to my old neighborhood tomorrow, I'd find the same people doing the same things, many of which would not be legal. So if you're content with that kind of lifestyle, you got no business taking the NYPD exam. So about 5 years into my NYPD career, I'm stopping up at the bank in my old neighborhood, and there's a guy meandering around. And as I walk past him, I hear, "Hey, Vic." I turned around. I didn't recognize the guy. He lived two doors down from me when we were children. We were on the same Little League team. I used to go to his parents' house in the Catskills. And now he was a drug addict. He had served jail time a couple of times. And while we talked about the old days and family, in the middle of it, he says, "You know, we should get together sometime." And I looked at him, and I really didn't know what to say for a second. I mean, there wasn't going to be a Simon and Garfunkel reunion of two long-lost friends. We had taken two separate paths in life. I mean, there would be nothing for me to be gained to hang out with this guy anymore, as he, you know, he was a criminal. He wasn't going to change his ways. He had been in and out of jail. So I politely said, "Nah, you know, I don't think so, Ricky." And he says, "Well, what? You're too good for me?" I says, "Listen, you chose your path. I chose mine." I said, "Nothing personal." I says, "But really, what do we have in common anymore?" So he said, "All right, if that's the way it is, that's the way it is." I said, "Well, yeah, that's the way it is." So we went our separate ways, as there was nothing to be gained to keeping up that friendship. So sadly, he passed a couple of years ago from drug addiction, and now here I am retired, so it's a cop and a criminal story. So that's a story from my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder.
The great Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective. This is the only radio show that has a retired New York City police detective. You and I were talking a moment ago about the parents of special challenged kids, of challenged kids. And the challenge of being a parent of a challenged kid is we don't get an instruction manual. My beautiful daughter has apraxia, which is a severe speech delay. It also affects her ability to handwrite and her ability to read. But she's a social animal. She's an athlete. She's beautiful. She's going to be fine. She wants to be a fireman. That's her goal, is to be a firefighter. And this has gone on now for 2 years, so I think she means it. First, she wanted to be a traffic guard, but then she promoted herself to firefighter. And I'm like, what does traffic cop and firefighter have in common? Neither requires verbal language. It all can be done with hand language. She isn't going to have to get her language skills up to snuff for either. The challenge, though, is for parents of transgender kids, homosexual kids, children with severe speech challenges, listening challenges, learning challenges, the challenge is that we don't get a manual. Those kids get endless support in public schools and should. Many, many tutoring programs affiliated with major hospital systems and should. Insurance companies that are more than happy to underwrite their education. And they should. But I can't think of an apraxia parent group to sit around and talk about the challenges of raising an apraxia child. And I'm sure many of the children with special challenges, their parents are like, we don't have many people to talk to. We don't have a lot to do. My respect for any parent of a challenge kid is profound. You have a transgender child, of course you love them, but you want to say the right things. You want to make sure that they know you have their back, that you're really there for them, that you're going to always be there and supportive. And like I said, with any teenager, much less one that's challenged, one that has a different worldview, a different approach to life, one wrong sentence, and that relationship is ruined. One wrong relationship with their friends, that relationship is ruined. And there may be one-sheeters on how to be a parent of a special challenge kid, but there sure as heck ain't handbooks. But the kids get the support they need, and that's the important part. But I think the parents deserve a lot more support and understanding than they're getting. I hope that evolves. I hope we get to a point where that evolves. This has been a fun show. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We've had the great Bill Kornfeld tonight, who is usually a terrific voice actor, and I hope he goes back to that because I need him in my bits. You know, he got very highfalutin, very prima donna-ish. He stopped doing our bits when he started working Morning Drive. I hope he comes to his senses soon. You and I should stay in touch at all times. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Sterling Snap. Take a look at what you're looking at. Take a picture of it. Send it to me right now. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And for gosh sakes, go to MyPillow.com. Click on the center square and buy the pillow. This is the time of year you want a new pillow. It's $29.99 down from $69.99. It's a remarkable bargain. And I pray for you if you have to go to the pumpkin patch this week. Your shoes will be ruined. You will probably get stung by a bee if you pick your own apples. Who came up with that? You know, that's a great scam by every farmer in America. Oh, you know, we'll get them to pick their own, and then we'll charge them by the pound. What a scam. Pick your own apples, and then we'll charge you by the pound to take them home. What? How did that happen? Do I get anything like free pumpkin pie? No, no, you're just going to do labor in these row after row of apple trees, and you can't go to that row. You notice how many of them are closed off. You can't go on that row, and those look like particularly good apples. No, no, you can't pick those. You just have to pick these bruised Macintosh apples. You can have these. That's what you get to have. Oh, my gosh. And then we charge you by the pound to take them home. You'd do better at Kroger. You would do better at Giant Eagle. Believe me. What a scam. The pumpkin patch, a whole generation of people who think that that's a normal thing. Before 90210, there were no pumpkin patches. There was an evolution of Aaron Spelling. Aaron Spelling came up with the idea for a pumpkin patch. It was crazy. I think that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.